21 out of the world's 25 most Australia, the olive python is so big that it can eat crocodiles, and the green tree frog eats some type of snakes. Even the plants can be dangerous. There is a stinging tree which feels like being burned with hot acid and electrocuted at the same time, causing months of pain. The Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt disappeared in 1967 while swimming and was never found. Austria. Some well-known psychopaths were born in Austria, including Adolf Hitler. In 1679, the bubonic plague killed over 100,000 people in the capital city of Vienna. Their bones were stacked under one of the cathedrals, which can be seen on a tour. The smell would get so bad that religious services became impossible. Azerbaijan. One city in Azerbaijan is held up entirely by stilts. The government severely restricts freedom of speech. They imprison and torture journalists, lawyers, and activists who oppose them. The Bahamas. Bahamian law explicitly allows marital rape. Underage girls are often groomed by men, and the majority of missing people are young girls. Sexual abuse is common, but usually not reported. Even then, the documented rate is 10 times higher than the worldwide average. Bahrain. There is a dark side to sports in Bahrain. One activist was tortured, sexually abused, and imprisoned for criticizing the Bahrain Grand Prix. A journalist was shot and killed while attempting to cover protests surrounding the race. Over 150 Bahraini athletes and sports officials were arrested and tortured. Some are still in prison. Bangladesh. Bangladesh is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Child sex workers as young as 10 years old are permitted by corrupt authorities. There are many stories of girls getting kidnapped on their way to school and sold to brothels. The country's biggest brothel in Dholatia has 2,000 prostitutes, with everything being run by women, including the kidnapping. Barbados. In the 17th century, there was a huge demand for workers needed by the sugar plantations. To meet demands, over 10,000 Irish people were sent to Barbados. Some were prisoners and others were kidnapped. They worked alongside the 40,000 enslaved Africans. In 1819, the slaves rebelled, but this was suppressed by the British, with heads being put on stakes. Belarus. Belarus is the only European country that still has the death penalty. Alexander Lukashenko has ruled the country since 1994 and has been described as Europe's last dictator. Over 30,000 Belarusians were detained for protesting. The number of political prisoners is over 540, including 30 journalists. Belgium. Belgium has one of the highest divorce rates at 70%. Over a quarter of young people have depression and anxiety. In the 19th century, King Leopold II carried out one of the largest massacres in human history in the Congo. 10 million were killed for the sake of rubber and ivory trades. Belize. The capital city of Belize has been called the murder capital of the world. Gang crime is rampant. In 2021, a 15-year-old boy was shot dead while out buying bread for his mother. Several other miners were also targeted and killed at random. In an interview, one gang member said he had to murder someone to join the gang, to prove he was strong enough. Benin. Benin is the home of voodoo, and it is recognized as an official religion, with a public holiday and a museum. Petrol prices are so high that the people smuggle fuel in from Nigeria to sell on the black market. Approximately 80% of the country's fuel has been illegally smuggled. Bhutan. Bhutan government banned televisions until 1999, which was then blamed for causing the rise in crime. Bhutan is the world's biggest creator of refugees per capita. In the 90s, Bhutan forcibly expelled one ethnic group called the Lhot Shampers to preserve their own nationality. Over 100,000 people fled to Nepal and India, which was 1/6 of Bhutan's population. Bolivia. In one Bolivian prison called San Pedro, inmates run the prison themselves, functioning as an independent community. They have developed rules, a political system, and punishments, as well as an economy with shops and restaurants. Inmates have to buy or rent their cells. Many even take their families in with them. They reportedly have a huge cocaine operation running. There are no prison guards inside. They only monitor the walls and the entrances. Bosnia and Herzegovina. The 1992 Bosnian War displaced 2.7 million people. The largest evacuation since World War II. A huge number of crimes against humanity were committed, including ethnic cleansing, concentration camps, torture, mass rape, mass murder. Botswana. Karma was a Botswanian prince who married an English woman, Ruth Williams. The interracial marriage caused outrage among his elders, and they exiled him for 5 years. He was allowed to return after denouncing the throne. He then became the first president and was re-elected 3 times until his death at age 59. During that time, the country had the fastest growing economy in the world. Brazil. Brazilian prisoners can reduce their sentence by 4 days for every book they read, with a maximum of 12 books per year. Brazil imported the most African slaves, approximately 4.8 million. Brazil has the deadliest island on Earth, called Snake Island, with about 1 snake per square meter. Generally, only scientists are allowed to visit. Brunei. In 2019, it was announced that homosexuality would be punished with death by stoning. The Sultan of Brunei is one of the richest men in the world, worth over $20 billion. He faced allegations of sexual abuse by US beauty queens. The case was dismissed since he had immunity as head of state. 51% of school children are overweight or obese. Bulgaria. Bulgaria is the only country in the world that saved its Jews during World War II. was on the German side. They refused to transport Jews to concentration camps. Their army has never lost a battle. Bulgaria remains a major source of human trafficking. Burkina Faso. In 1987, President Thomas Sankara was assassinated. He was in power for 4 years, where he doubled the number of children in school, reduced infant mortality, redistributed land to the poor, and planted 10 million trees. The trial for his murder began in 2021, accusing 14 men of plotting his death. Among them was his close friend, Blaise Compaoré, who became the next president. Burundi. Burundi is the poorest country in the world, with 80% of people living in poverty. In 2017, Burundi left the International Criminal Court, the only country to ever do so. This was after the country was accused of crimes against humanity, such as extrajudicial killings, torture, and sexual violence. It was declared as not safe due to frequent violent crime, health risks, and political violence. Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast. Queen Abla Bogu was the founder of the Ivory Coast and led her people there in the 18th century. Legend says she sacrificed her own infant son by throwing him into the river for the spirits, which allowed them to cross. Once on the other side, she shouted, "Ba'uli," meaning the child is dead. This is why her descendants are known as the Ba'uli, who make up 20% of the population. Cape Verde. Severe droughts killed 200,000 people and prompted heavy immigration, causing twice as many natives to live outside the country than inside it. A mass shooting occurred in 2016, where a rogue soldier killed 11 colleagues and civilians over a personal grudge. He received only 35 years, which is the maximum sentence under the country's law. Cambodia. From 1975, a quarter of the entire population was executed over 4 years by the Communist Party, around 2 million people. The regime executed all ethnic minorities, musicians, writers, filmmakers, intellectuals, the opposition party, and even their own party members who they thought to be suspicious. Cameroon. Cameroon has been at war with terrorist group Boko Haram since 2014, when 279 schoolgirls were kidnapped. Some of the girls managed to escape, but 7 years after the abduction, 100 remained missing. Those that escaped said that the others are mostly still alive, but were forced to marry the terrorists and convert to Islam. In total, thousands have been abducted by the group and forced into slavery. Canada. For more than 100 years, authorities separated thousands of Indigenous children from their families and made them attend boarding schools, which aimed to convert the children into white Canadian society and remove their cultural ties. At least 6,000 students died while in attendance. In 2021, a mass grave was found at one of these schools with the remains of 215 children. Many Indigenous women also underwent post-sterilization. Central African Republic. Central African Republic was ranked as the world's hungriest country, and half the population facing food shortages. The country has the world's lowest life expectancy of just 52.8 years. Child marriages are allowed with no age restriction. Many girls are expected to marry before the age of 15. Chad. For every 24,000 people in Chad, there is only one doctor available. It's common for men to have more than one wife, with over a third of women being in polygamous marriages. Chad holds huge reserves of oil, uranium, and gold, but 87% live in poverty due to corruption and poor government. Chile. Chile had the most powerful earthquake ever recorded, with magnitude 9.5. It lasted over 10 minutes, causing subsequent tsunamis and landslides. The death toll was estimated at up to 6,000 people. It cost the country $7 billion in damages. China. Since 2014, about 2 million people of ethnic minorities have been forced into concentration camps, including the Uyghurs and other Turkic Muslims. An estimated 10% die each year, suffering from malnutrition, unsanitary conditions, no medical care, beatings, and rape. Despite having video evidence and hundreds of witness interviews, China deny all claims. Colombia. The Colombian rebel group recruited thousands of child soldiers that were used for dangerous tasks like installing landmines and transporting explosives. They were as young as 8 years old. Some joined voluntarily to escape poverty, and others were kidnapped. Some were also recruited by Pablo Escobar. The drug lord worth over $60 billion and responsible for 4,000 deaths. Comoros. Two of Comoros' previous presidents have been assassinated. On average, there is a rebellion every 2 years to overthrow the government. The current president first came into role after leading a coup against the previous president. Malnutrition is the leading cause of death, responsible for 45% of fatalities. The Congo. The earliest inhabitants of the Congo were the Pygmy people, known for their short height, typically under 4 foot 11. The Bantu tribes arrived later and forced the Pygmies into slavery. Today, most Pygmy people are born into slavery of Bantu owners. The Bantus call it a time-honored tradition. Pygmies are responsible for most of the hunting, fishing, and manual labor, but get paid in cigarettes, used clothing, or simply not paid at all. In the Congo Wars, a third of Pygmies were massacred, and they now make up only 2% of the total population. Costa Rica. For personal use, all drugs are legal in Costa Rica. It's considered the most peaceful country in Central America. However, one recent case saw the mass killing of 6 people who were found shot and burned at a ranch, with robbery being the motive. Croatia. Sretko Kalinic was a Croatian Serb gangster, a contract killer known for assassinating his victims. He would destroy the bodies with a meat grinder or dissolve it in acid. Cuba. The Havana syndrome is an unexplained illness first experienced by U.S. embassy staff stationed at Cuba in 2016. Since then, it has been reported by hundreds of U.S. spies and diplomats in several other countries. The U.S. still does not know who or what the cause is. Theories range from a sonic weapon attack to nerve agents and microwave death rays. Victims hear piercing loud noises, get intense pain and pressure in the head, and concussion-like symptoms with possible brain damage. Cyprus. An ongoing problem in Cyprus is the internal feud between Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots. In 1963, two Turkish Cypriots were killed in an incident with the Greek Cypriot police. The violence resulted in the death of 500 people. The following conflicts displaced a quarter of the population, and over 2,000 people went missing, half of which have still not been found. Republic. The Czechs invented what is known as defenestration, or murder by being thrown out of a window. The first incident happened in 1419, where seven members of Prague City Council were thrown out of a window by a religious mob who were angry that the council refused to exchange their prisoners. Democratic Republic of Congo. In recent history, the people have endured over two decades of conflict with over 5.4 million deaths, making it the deadliest war since World War II. In 2011, it was estimated that 30,000 child soldiers were working with armed groups. Violence against women is normalized, with 75% of women agreeing that a husband is justified in beating his wife under certain circumstances. Denmark. Danish man Peter Lundin killed a woman he was living with and her two children. Previously, he had killed his own mother with the help of his father. They both went to prison, but Peter ended up serving only 7 years. He then committed a triple murder and was sentenced to life. Djibouti. In Djibouti, there is a leafy plant called khat. The people chew on to get high and suppress appetite. It's similar to amphetamine, but weaker. Every morning, 16 tons are imported, and by the afternoon, it's all sold out. The government benefits economically, plus it keeps the poor people in a hypnotic state, forgetting about their extreme poverty. Meanwhile, the government and a small percentage remain wealthy. Dominica. Dominica has a river called Massacre, named after the killing of 2,000 natives on St. Kitts Island by British and French settlers, even though they were trying to surrender. The survivors who were not enslaved were exiled to Dominica. Dominican Republic. In Dominican Republic, abortions are completely banned, even in cases of rape or pregnancies with major health risks. There was a series of mysterious tourist deaths where 17 seemingly healthy Americans suddenly died in their hotel rooms of similar natural causes such as heart attacks. Authorities said there was no evidence of foul play, and the deaths were not connected. Ecuador. A popular delicacy in Ecuador is guinea pigs. Prison riots left 300 inmates dead due to gang conflicts and overcrowding. In 2022, the president announced that 5,000 inmates will be released and pardoned of their crimes to help reduce the overcrowding. Egypt. If you disrespected the sun god in ancient Egypt, you would be burned alive as punishment. Birth control consisted of plastering honey and crocodile dung on the woman's genitals. It was completely ineffective. When Tutankhamun's tomb was opened, it is said that all 26 members of the expedition team started mysteriously dying due to the curse that forbids anyone from opening the tomb. El Salvador. El Salvador has the highest homicide rate in the world, one occurring every hour. Many are caused by organized crime. 25,000 gang members are at large. The major gangs are hunted by death squads. Youth gangs have an estimated 60,000 young people involved. Abortion is strictly prohibited, and there are cases of women who have had miscarriages or stillbirths who are charged with murder. Equatorial Guinea. In Equatorial Guinea, President Obiang has been in power since 1979 after overthrowing and executing his uncle. It is the richest country in Africa due to its oil reserves. However, the wealth has not reached the people. 50% of people do not have access to clean water, and 20% of children die before age 5. The president has used the money for his own benefit and estimated to be worth $600 million. Eritrea. Eritrea is a one-party state and has not held a presidential election since its independence in 1993. The president said they would wait 4 decades before an election occurs. It has one of the most abusive governments, accused of unlawful executions, torture, prolonged national service, forced labor and rape. Anyone can be targeted for any reason or no reason at all, including children, the elderly, and disabled. Estonia. In World War II, Estonia was forced onto Germany's side and recruited men into the Red Army, but fewer than 30% returned. Overall, a quarter of the population was lost, either killed or deported to Siberia. Some Estonians managed to secretly escape to Finland, where many volunteered to fight against the Soviets. Eswatini. In Eswatini, HIV is the number one killer, causing 2/3 of deaths. 27% of adults are HIV positive. Many children are infected with HIV as a result of rape. 1 in 3 girls between 13 and 24 has been sexually abused. Child abuse is common but rarely reported. Punishments are minimal. For example, abuse resulting in the death of a child carries a maximum fine of $27. Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, marriage by abduction, also known as bride kidnapping, accounts for 70% of marriages, and in some regions, that number is higher than 90%. occasions, police have massacred peaceful protesters. Fiji. In Fiji, cannibalism was a significant part of the culture until Christianity was introduced. They would eat their enemies and also make human sacrifices. Only the village chief is allowed to wear a hat and sunglasses. Instead of a diamond ring, the most precious gift given at weddings is a sperm whale tooth. Finland. Speeding fines in Finland are calculated on the violator's total income. For example, the CEO of Nokia was fined over $103,000 for speeding. There are a number of open prisons. Prisoners are allowed out in the surrounding community during the daytime, where they can study, work, or shop like any other person. Although there are benefits, it causes Finland to have the highest number of prison breaks, with 10% of inmates escaping. France. During the French Revolution, as well as the guillotine, drowning was also used for executions. Over 15,000 executions took place, not including lynchings and other killings. People would arrive early to get a good seat and buy programs listing those who were going to be executed that day, and they would even bring their children. After King Louis XVI's head was cut off, people dipped their handkerchiefs in his blood and sold locks of his hair as souvenirs. Gabon. Gabon media outlets which criticize the government face repercussions. In one case, two people were arrested for revealing abuses of power within the court through a radio interview. Both of them received severe beatings by prison officers. Refugees in Gabon are often humiliated by soldiers and police, who order them to undress and perform indecent acts in public. Gambia. Approximately 78% of girls and women in Gambia have suffered female genital mutilation. Even though it was officially banned in 2015, since then only two cases have been brought to court. In one instance, a 5-month-old baby died as a result of the mutilation. In the other case was the grandfather who forced the procedure on his granddaughter while the parents were out working. Georgia. The Georgian Mafia is one of the biggest, most powerful criminal networks in Europe. Similar to the Russian Mafia, members must follow the Thieves' Code, which includes cutting ties with any relatives and having no family of his own. Germany. The Holocaust was only the first stage of Hitler's plan. After winning World War II, they were also going to kill many of the Eastern Europeans who helped them in the war, including the Russians, Czechs, Latvians, Estonians, Ukrainians. The list goes on. However, a percentage would be kept alive to be their slaves. It's not clear how much of the world Germany was planning to dominate, since the documents were deliberately destroyed shortly before their defeat. Those are all the countries for this video. I will continue in part 2. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm sorry for any wrong pronunciation.